Welcome to Results Driven with Kurt High from High Value Consulting. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Results Driven is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Results Driven.
Okay, hello and welcome to Results Driven. My name is Kurt J. High from my financial consulting firm, High Value Consulting. If you'd like more information about what you hear during today's show, please give us a call at 484-431-2874. Or you may visit us online at highvalueconsulting.org. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out any past shows and to subscribe to our programs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. When the federal budget bill, commonly known as the Big Beautiful Bill, was signed into law in July, we did a show walking listeners through the bill, describing which elements may affect them the most. In the weeks since the episodes went live, I received a number of calls and emails from clients that are seeking more information about what the bill truly means specifically for Social Security. While we addressed Social Security and the bill during a previous episode, I thought it would be a good idea to go into more detail about this during today's show. And before we get into that important subject, let me introduce something else today, my co-host, Jacqueline Gladden.
Well, hi, Kurt. Yes, I am glad to be here this morning. We are recording this bright and early in the morning for me, and I got my Starbucks. So we did a group Starbucks today, a group order at work, and it definitely makes the day go by a little bit better. And yes, how are you today, Kurt?
I'm doing absolutely fabulous, and it's good to hear that Starbucks is part of your program today, and I hope it treats you well. Yeah, we've had a great week, and the fall is definitely in the air. It's exciting. The market's exciting. Heading towards the end of the year, we're going to have a strong finish, I believe, and looking forward to many more radio shows and podcasts to help a lot of my clients and potential clients understand more about the Big Beautiful Bill and Social Security and basically how that can complement their portfolios.
Well, and yeah, and Kurt, and you've been crazy busy at work lately, and trying to fit in recording for the podcast has been a little tough. And it sounds like, you know, you're going and visiting clients and being in person with them, which is amazing. Do you have anything planned for this weekend? Anything fun?
Absolutely. This weekend, I'm still wrapping up the details to my book. Book is High Value Consulting that is results driven. So very excited about that as well. So we're trying to wrap everything up prior to my travels in October so I can see my Southern clients and Southwest Florida clients and also get a little RR and some vitamin C and vitamin D. So yeah, yes. There's a lot to complete in the remaining weeks of September.
Yes. I mean, I am always good for a good tan, you know, just sitting out in the sun. And I'm a blondie. And so when it comes to the sun, I, you know, cherish it because otherwise I don't have my blonde hair. So, and I think that's just my personality, right?
I don't know if that's like to be blonde, but I can appreciate it. And like I said, I like getting some sunshine, vitamin D. It always makes you feel a little better. So,
yeah. Well, hey, Kurt, I feel special when I get to spend part of my day in the radio booth talking finances with you. And it's interesting that you said you've gotten calls and emails from clients asking for more clarity about what the federal budget bill means for Social Security. Because I was at a family barbecue recently and I was prepared for those same questions. So it certainly seems like we've got a hot topic. And I'm excited to talk about it today.
Okay, well, let's begin today's conversation by looking closely at the USA Today article, Social Security Tax Breaks, What the Big Beautiful Bill Really Means for 88% of Retirees, which I think nicely breaks things down. At the outset, let me be clear. I don't have any political dog in this fight. I simply do the best to find the facts and share them with all my clients. And as I'm sure many of you already know, some people think this new budget bill is great and others think it's a nightmare. Such is the nature of politics and the beast, as they say. First, let's look deeper into the claim that 88% of people receiving Social Security won't pay any taxes on their benefits. According to the article, that 80% figure was touted by the Council of Economic Advisers, among others. One of the big talking points is the 88% of Social Security recipients could soon be exempt from federal taxes on their benefits. While the headline sounds just absolutely great, it's meaningful. It's also important to understand the full picture. And here's what we know. First of all, this isn't a jump from 0% to 88% tax-free or tax-deferred. Right now, about 64% of seniors age 65 or older already don't pay federal tax on their Social Security benefits. That's thanks to existing exemptions, deductions, and income thresholds. The current proposal would increase that number to 88%. So basically, we're going from like 65 to 88%, not 0 to 88, mainly by introducing a new deduction for those who qualify. It would reduce the taxable portion of their Social Security income, some cases down to zero, but it's not a total elimination of taxes on the benefits. The deduction amount is $6,000 per person. And while that could offer real relief for many retirees, it's also important to note that this deduction is set to expire in 2028. So unless it's extended to become permanent, we could see the percentage of seniors paying tax on benefits revert back to the current levels. Now, this all applies to federal taxes. It's also worth remembering that 9 states currently tax Social Security to some extent. The good news is most cases, the state level taxes are applied gently or not at all, depending on your income.
Well, and like you said, Kurt, nothing is ever permanent, right? And especially in legislature. And so we just want to make sure that things can move and you stay on top of that. So if you're unsure how these changes might affect you or a loved one, talk to your financial services professional. It's their job to help you stay informed and make thoughtful decisions about your financial future. What are the 9 states that tax Social Security, Kurt?
According to a Motley Fool article, easy for me to say, 41 states that don't tax Social Security benefits. The list here that includes Colorado, Connecticut, Minnesota, Montana, New Mexico, Rhode Island, Utah, Vermont, and West Virginia. However, the article adds some interesting details about the list of 9. Hearing that list might cause a little worry for some people in those states, but let's break it down together because the truth is, not everyone living in those states actually ends up paying tax on their Social Security. It all comes down to income, basically. For example, consider Connecticut. If you're a single filer or married filing separately and your adjusted gross income is under $75,000, your Social Security benefits aren't taxed by the state. If you're married filing jointly or filing as head of household, that exemption applies if your AGI or adjusted gross income is below $100,000. Other states like Minnesota, New Mexico, Rhode Island, and Vermont also have income-based exemptions. The thresholds are different in each state, but the pattern is similar. If your income falls below a certain level, you may not owe any state taxes on your benefits whatsoever. And here's some potentially encouraging news out of West Virginia. The state is in the process of phasing out its tax on Social Security benefits. For the 2025 tax year, West Virginians can subtract 65% of their Social Security benefits from their taxable income. And then starting next year, that jumps to 100%, effectively removing the state tax altogether. The bottom line is that state taxes on Social Security aren't always a given, but the details can be tricky. as really depends upon the unique situation, your income, your filing status, and your long-term financial retirement strategies and goals.
Yeah, well, Kurt, I mean, that's a great point because Minnesota's on there, right? And so that instantly, for me, because I'm in Minnesota, that just comes to mind, and trying to go over all the rules in different states, this can be very confusing. And you stated a lot of numbers there. And so, Kurt, can you tell our listeners, before we continue, how they can get a hold of you and really get this straight and really understand it from you?
Yes, listeners can visit my website, highvalueconsulting.org, or they can call my office or my direct line at 484-431-2874 to discuss how we can answer your questions, address your financial concerns about Social Security and your financial strategies associated with that, or any other parts of your retirement. It's our goal to help you prepare for retirement you work so hard for.
Yeah, well, that's a great point, Kurt. Thank you for sharing. So during today's show, we've been looking into the federal budget bill, which is generally being referred to as the Big Beautiful Bill. Shortly after the bill was signed into law in July, we did a show breaking it down. But many people have voiced ongoing concerns about what the bill means for Social Security. So we decided to follow up this with this episode. What do you have for us in this next segment, Kurt?
Yes, the USA Today article, Social Security Tax Breaks, What the Big Beautiful Bill Really Means for 88% of Retirees, has more important information, including who qualifies for the new tax-reducing deduction. Let's talk about a piece of legislation that probably gotten the lion's share of attention since it was signed into law in July, especially for those in or nearing retirement. The $6,000 tax deduction that could impact how much of your Social Security benefits are subject to federal income tax. Here's how it's currently written, based on the version passed by the Senate on July 1st. If you're 65 or older and your modified adjusted gross income, or MAGI it's called, is $75,000 or less as an individual, or $150,000 or less as a married couple filing jointly, then you may be eligible for a full $6,000 deduction. Now, for people with higher incomes, the deduction doesn't disappear right away, but it does start to shrink. If your income reaches $175,000 as an individual or $250,000 as a couple, the deduction phases out entirely. So what does this mean in practical terms? It means that many retirees could see a reduced tax burden, especially those with moderate incomes, but also it means the benefit is income sensitive.
That sounds great to me. I mean, reduced tax burden on retirees, I'm all for that, Kurt. And to me, this kind of change highlights why it's so valuable to work with a financial services professional. These numbers aren't just abstract. They could directly affect your income and tax strategies and even your eligibility for other benefits. If you're wondering how this might affect your situation or how to structure your income to take full advantage of opportunities like this, reach out now to your financial services professional or reach out to Kurt.
Absolutely. Now, all of this, the deduction, the income thresholds, the potential tax savings, on the surface, it sounds like good news, especially for those who qualify. And for many retirees, any opportunity to reduce taxes and keep more of their benefits is a welcome change. But here's where it's important to zoom out for a moment. We also need to keep an eye on the long-term health of the Social Security system. Right now, according to this article, Social Security is facing a projected funding shortfall. And by 2034, it is estimated that the program may only be able to cover 81% of the scheduled benefits if no changes are made. That shortfall is largely due to the fact more money is going out than coming in, and the portion of that income revenue comes from taxes on Social Security benefits. So if fewer people are paying taxes on the benefits, this new deduction could accelerate. That could mean even less money supporting the program. In other words, while the deduction may offer some absolute short-term relief now, it could potentially speed up the timeline for Social Security's financial challenges or result in reduced benefits down the road. Again, this isn't about fear. It's about being informed and being proactive with your own financial planning goals and objectives. This is why is thoughtful, personalized strategies matter, like financial planning. Tax breaks, income thresholds, program projections, these are all moving pieces. And it's our job to help you connect the dots in a way that protects your long-term financial goals.
Well, and Kurt, you and I have shared this before, and we will keep this running theme about being proactive versus reactive. And I love that you said this, that, because this isn't about fear. It's about being informed and being proactive, which will save you in the long run. So, Kurt, why is it possible that the deduction highlighted in the new legislation could affect Social Security's long-term financial stability?
First of all, we should note that Congress changes every 2 years. And that means legislation can change over time. So things in the new budget bill could potentially be tweaked or even eliminated in the coming years. But as for your question, an AARP article, What to Know About the New Tax Deduction for Older Adults, provides some useful data. Earlier, we talked about how this new deduction could lower the tax burden for many retirees. But as always, there's more to the story. Many people don't realize that taxes on Social Security benefits don't go into a general U.S. Treasury fund like other income taxes. Instead, the money is directly into two specific trust funds, one that supports retirement and survivor benefits, and one that supports disability benefits, or SSDI. In 2024, those taxes brought in were about $55.1 billion for Social Security. Now, to put that into perspective, that's about 4% of the program's total revenue. So the bulk of which comes from payroll, taxes paid by workers and employers. And while 4% might not sound like a lot, every piece matters when you're talking about a system that is this large and this important. The trust funds are already projected to face shortfalls, possibly as early as 2034, as stated earlier. Unless changes are made, if that happens, no action is taken, we can see across the board benefit cuts of about 19 to 20%. So let's dig a little deeper. The Retirement and Survivor Benefits Trust Fund, which is one that serves most of the retirees, is expected to face the biggest challenges. It could be depleted as early as 2033. And according to these estimates from a nonpartisan committee for responsible federal budget, some of the provisions in this bill, including the new deduction, could move that date up to 2032. Again, this isn't taking a stance against any particular bill or policy. It's about understanding exactly where we are and how these moving parts affect your retirement outlook and getting ready to make smart, informed decisions in the face of uncertainty. That's why having a strategy that's flexible and responsive is so important.
No kidding, Kurt. And this entire conversation is super important. And there's just so much knowledge that we are filling into this episode. And so before we continue, I'm just going to kind of recap what we've talked about so far. So we've discussed the 88% figure that just really needs context. It's not always what it seems to be. And the deduction is temporary. This only impacts federal taxes, tax or state tax rules vary widely. I mean, you stated 9 states that are different. And talk to a financial services professional, because these are a lot of changes and a lot of changes that are happening quickly. In the second segment, we kind of discussed a new $6,000 deduction that may reduce Social Security taxes for many retirees age 65 and older. This deduction offers meaningful tax relief, and Social Security's long-term funding is already under pressure. The Social Security trust funds rely on benefit taxes, and of course, tax laws can change very quickly. Kurt, can you tell our listeners one more time how they can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Again, my website is highvalueconsulting.org. My direct dial office number is 484 431-2874. I'm located at 835 North Route 100 in Bechtelsville, PA. And you can feel comfortable to reach out anytime and schedule a complimentary consultation. And also, if you go to my website, you can click on the radio page, check out some past shows, or subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music.
Thank you, Kurt. And what do you have up for us for this final segment? There's been a lot that we've packed into the show so far.
Okay, let's push forward on with our more detailed discussion about the Big Beautiful Bill by next considering how it may help those with significant assets. A Kiplinger article, 5 Big Beautiful Bill Changes and How Wealthy Retirees Can Benefit, have some eye-opening details. The first change we should discuss is the SALT cap. It's increasing from $10,000 to $40,000. The new $40,000 cap phases out for higher incomes. If your taxable income is more than $500,000 a year, that's a $40,000 starts to shrink. By $600,000, it drops to $10,000. The new cap is also temporary with an expiration date that triggers in 2030. So we're looking at a planning window. For those to itemize, especially those close to the standard deduction threshold, this could be an opportunity, especially for charitable giving. Between now and 2029, your donations may provide a bigger tax benefit than they have in the past. But like many strategies, this one is highly personal. Your income, your gifting plans, and future tax law changes all play a major role. That's why we should work with a financial service professional that's trusted and knowledgeable, as well as a tax professional, to model different scenarios that complement your financial plan and to help clients make informed, smart, confident decisions.
Kurt, you said that, you know, your donations that your clients or our listeners and viewers, you know, donations may provide a bigger tax benefit than they will after the cap expires. So make sure to look into this and look into the dates provided for it. Building a financial strategy with the assistance of a financial services professional and a tax professional is a powerful 1-2 punch.
Yes. Now, for those who give to charity, but don't usually itemize your deduction, here's a bit of encouraging news. Under the current proposal, couples who take the standard deduction will still be able to deduct up to $2,000 in cash contributions to qualified charities. That's a big deal for folks in their 50s and 60s who regularly give smaller amounts. In the past, these gifts may not have been able to reduce your tax bill, but this change means they finally can. So if you're swiping a card, writing a check to your favorite cause, that generally can now give a little bit of a tax benefit. If this sounds familiar, it's because we saw a similar provision in the CARES Act back in 2020 and 2021. Now, for larger gifts or more advanced strategies, like funding a trust, making donations over the age of 70 and a half, some financial service professional will still likely recommend appreciated securities or qualified charitable distributions. One other thing to watch for those who itemize, now there's a 0.5% charitable giving hurdle. Similar to how medical deductions work, that means the first portion of your giving may be deductible. So again, standard deduction donors could actually come out ahead.
Wow, that's pretty great news. And Kurt, what changes have been made to the estate tax exemption?
Yes, under the current law, the estate tax exemption was set to drop back down to around 7 million from the 11 million number in 2026. But thanks to the latest legislation, that exemption instead will rise to 15 million per person in 2026. Now, for most people, that's not a number they even have to worry about. But I do have clients that is a concern. But for those who with significant estates, this means that there's less urgency around strategies like irrevocable trust, premium financing to avoid estate taxes. That being said, estate planning is still critical. And that's why I'm associated with Estate Guru as well. But it's more about control, efficiency, manage your income, capital gains taxes, than it is about the estate tax itself. For those who aren't focusing on leaving a large legacy, this can be a great time to spend Roth and taxable dollars in retirement. And I encourage clients to always escalate the quality of their life. And if charitable giving is part of your plan, we'll likely recommend using pre-tax accounts like IRAs to fund these gifts more efficiently. If leaving a legacy is important, then Roth conversions, spending down traditional retirement accounts might make sense. But remember that Roths aren't always a right fit for everybody. Timing, tax brackets, and your long-term goals all play a major role.
Well, and that's absolutely right, Kurt. And you mentioned Roth IRA and regular IRA. So listeners and viewers, don't get those confused there. But Roths are certainly worth a discussion with a financial services professional before any final decisions are made. I mean, as you just explained, Kurt, they aren't the right fit for everyone. And there may be, you know, better options available for your needs and financial strategy.
Yeah, let's take a moment to highlight something that isn't changing but has a big impact on our planning conversations. The tax cuts from 2017, the Tax Cuts and Job Acts, were always set to expire for individuals in 2026. That would have meant a return to higher marginal tax rates. But under the new legislation, these current personal tax brackets are staying in place for now. While nothing in Washington is ever truly permanent, having clarity on next year's tax brackets gives us more confidence in our financial planning. For many people, that means continuing to strategically convert Roth IRAs, especially up to the 24% tax bracket. Now, it's not the right move for everybody, but it can be a great tool if you're trying to manage future required minimum distributions, Social Security income, and rising tax exposure in your 70s. The 24% bracket is wide, so you may want to work with your financial service professional to take advantage of it before you hit RMD age, which is 73 and moving up to 75, depending upon your birth year. These proactive moves may help soften the tax hit later in retirement.
Yeah. Well, Kurt, can you tell our listeners one more time how they can get a hold of you before we close out today?
Yes. Listeners can visit my website at highvalueconsulting.org, or they can gladly call my office at 484-431-2874. I'm located at 835 North Route 100 in Bechtelsville, PA, inside the Aikens accounting firm. And I will provide them with a complimentary consultation. And looking forward to making a positive impact on long-term financial strategies for our clients.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kurt. This has been a wonderful episode and a wonderful show because, you know, Social Security is the big question right now, and it can get very confusing. So this concludes another episode of Results Driven with our host, Kurt High, and see us next week.
Thank you for joining us for Results Driven. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Kurt High at High Value Consulting at 484-431-2874 or visit highvalueconsulting.org. Join us again soon for another episode of Results Driven.
Investment advisory services are offered through Virtue Capital Management, an SEC registered investment advisor. High Value Consulting and VCM are independent of each other.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.